The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis, and sitting here beside me on our back room couch and recliner is Miss Robin. Hi, baby.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Everybody seems to be doing. How's our sound levels today there, Chris? Everything good?
Hello, well, Mr. No, I had to press the right buttons.
Oh.
Mr. Alan, you are a little bit on the low side.
A little low. All right, how low can we go? A little better?
Well, you sound fine, but then, you know, once Robin talks, and I'll be able to get an idea of how you both sound.
Ah, Miss Robin, you have to talk.
I don't like talking.
All right, well, you both are coming in.
I don't like talking.
Wait a minute. Did I hear right? Robin doesn't like to talk?
No, I don't like to talk.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. I came in about 20 minutes ago, and you two were chatting up a storm.
So. Exactly. So I don't believe that she doesn't like to talk, because
exactly.
I know better.
That's right. That's right.
But, yeah, she's... both of you are coming in fine.
Good.
Thank
Glad
you.
To hear it.
You're welcome.
How was your week?
It went by pretty quick. I don't want to say lucked out, because it would have been a great case, but because of my schedule, I'm kind of glad it didn't work out. Called for jury duty, and... I wasn't picked, but like I said, it would have been a great case.
Yeah. I was called a couple times for jury duty. The most recent one is active next week. I was called for Baltimore County in the case of the service station that polluted the wells up there in northern Baltimore County.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if you remember that. Yeah. He said, don't worry, it's going to be a three-month case. You'll be fine. I'm like, I can work for a living, folks.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah, no, yeah. So, but I guess team for the defense came up with an 80-question questionnaire for the jurors that were selected for that. And I guess based on your answer, you were either selected or deselected, and I guess my answers didn't suit their criteria, so I wasn't called for that case.
Yeah, because they asked rather because of COVID, even though the mask mandate was off, everybody had to meet at the VFW up in Towson,
right.
And you had to wear a mask covering your nose and mouth the moment
yep.
you walked through the door. Chairs were 6 feet in front of you, off to the side. I mean, basically, you were surrounded by a 6 foot circle.
Social distancing.
Exactly.
Yep.
And like I said, this particular case, it was a murder trial. They anticipated it was going to be a six-day trial, and the defendant was claiming or pleading the fifth.
Oh.
Six-day trial for a murder trial, but three-month trial for...
Well, it was going to be a very involved case with...
Yeah, because I think if memory serves me correctly, that particular case involved Exxon.
It did.
Because it involved a local gas station. It was an Exxon station.
Yep, you're right.
And had a ruptured tank.
Yep.
Well, I understand. It just seemed funny. You know, 6 days we're going to make up our mind about a murder, but it's going to take us three months to figure out who polluted what.
They say 6 days. Basically, it's a situation, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. So even though they say 6 days, they could have wrapped it up in four.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But they want you to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly. Well, let's do that for today's show, which is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. How'd you like that segue?
That was wonderful.
And this is a day where you can call in to qualify to receive a tackle package from our buddy Tim Sherman. And he's preparing that package now. I guess it's probably done. It'll be given away the last Saturday of the month. What?
We'll have to talk about that.
Talk about what?
It's either going to be the Saturday before or the Saturday or two Saturdays after.
The Saturday before or the two Saturdays after?
Chris won't be here on the 31st.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know, and we won't be here the next week, or unless we broadcast from North Carolina, so we'll have to discuss the exact date. Hopefully we can broadcast from North Carolina.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
So,
but I think we ought to give the tackle package away then on the 24th.
Okay.
Okay. Rather than wait till the end of the month when Chris isn't here, because Chris is invaluable to the process. So Saturday, July 24th, we'll be giving away the fishing tackle package. Also on Saturday, July 24th, Robin and I will be traveling up to Anne Arundel County, not to broadcast the show, but to be there. The Maryland Bowhunter Society is having their annual banquet, which was canceled last year. Ticket sales are still open. And why are Robin and I going? Well, we support the MBS because they're great supporters of Bucks, Bears, Stags. But Bucks, Bears, Stags will also be measuring deer antlers, Sika deer antlers, whitetail, Sika deer, and black bear skulls at the event. We've done this for the last several years.
And good turnout.
Good turnout. Hopefully the people will be showing up with their deer. I mean, you're not walking into a room of golfers. You're walking into a room of hunters, and to drag a deer head in there with you is probably not an unusual occurrence. So we'll be happy.
And everybody will be oohing and aahing.
What's that?
Everybody oohs and aahs and looks at everybody's heads.
Well, they're going to look at some of ours because we've got permission from PD Council to take the state record bow kill buck. That will be on display. And then we have another deer that is just on just the skull plate, but the antlers are absolutely incredible. This is the number 5 deer, non-typical all-time deer in Maryland. It was picked up in 1979 and measured in 1989 by Dr. Huck Hazlett, who was with Safari Club International and started the whole antler measuring program here in Maryland. This deer has a net score of 221 and 3/8 inches. It's a monster. It has 10-inch bases. If you can imagine a circumference of 10 inches, which is the largest white-tailed deer ever measured, ever. I can't emphasize that enough. Ever measured, ever.
Is the picture on there?
Yeah, there's the picture.
I'm going to send a picture to Chris.
Okay. And it's just a skull plate. The mount that it was mounted on has just basically been taken off, removed, and because it was in such horrible shape. So this deer is going to be on display at the Maryland Bowhunter Society as well, just to show you an idea of what Maryland is capable of when it comes to giant white-tailed deer. We don't know if any of the other folks that we invited are going to show up with their Sika deers or white Sika deer or whitetail. But, you know, surely there'll be a few that we know that are coming to have their deer measured at the event. And so we're just highly anticipating that deal. So Maryland Bowhunter Society, if you'd like to have some tickets, you can visit MarylandBowhunterSociety.org. And we're probably going to take a table and have our guys be able to, participate that way, sit down and get a little bite to eat when they're not measuring a deer. So normally we don't sit down too much, do we, Robin?
We never sit down. Who are you going
to? No, we never sit down. That's right. So
that's, no, we never sit at a table. I do sit down.
We sit down and grab a plate full of food and bring it back to our table where we're measuring, which is separate and apart from.
We never make the food. We never make our table.
No, we rarely do. So, anyway, we're doing that. What else is coming up? Oh, we talked to Harry Spiker, our bear biologist here in Maryland, our bear project leader, who just got a promotion, and he is telling us about the bear population here in Maryland. I think the bear lottery permits go on sale. I believe he told me the 12th. If I'm not mistaken. If
better get your number in.
It's the 17th, yeah. So, you know, you have 900 permits will be issued just like last year. There's usually about 4,500 entries. So if you have preference points, which means if you've been in the lottery every year and never been drawn, and you have, let's say, five preference points, which means you've drawn five times but haven't been, I mean, you've registered for the lottery five times and haven't been drawn, you get five chances plus this year. So, you know, the odds are, you know, pretty good. Now, I've been picked one, two, three. How many times have I been picked? Four? Four times. And taken one black bear in Garrett County. And when was that, Robin? Is that 2015? You and I were together, right?
Yeah, we just started dating.
We just started dating. And yeah, I took a black bear.
Did you take a black bear that year or the next year?
No, that year. 15. It was 5-10. 2005, 2010, 2015, and then I was drawn here, I think, two or three years ago. So, all right. There's John B. Hey, buddy. Good to hear from you. We did have a good week. It was hot. No question. And I don't do too well in the humidity. Neither do I, John, and neither does Robin. We don't like the humidity that well. But when you got to work in it, you got to work in it. Right, Robin?
I don't know, work in it.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for my son-in-law.
Who works in it every day.
Yeah.
So here's a story we missed from last year. And Robin
Last week,
and Robin sent it to me. I don't know if y'all heard about the grizzly bear attack in Montana or not. Killed a California woman. Apparently there's a town that allows you to camp within the town limits. And they got a lot of cyclists that go through there, and some of them stay overnight in the town. But this woman worked in the area. She was from California. And they were camped out behind the post office in town.
Now, that's not the story I gave you.
No, this is a different story. I started out with the bear attack.
Okay.
Because it's current. And the bear came to their campsite, and they chased it away. So they gathered
up all their food away.
Yeah, they gathered up all the food. The bear came back, dragged the woman out of the tent, killed her. And other campers dispersed their bear spray, and the bear ran away again. Now, that bear visited the camp, then went to town and broke into a chicken coop and ate some of the chickens, and then went back to camp and dragged this woman out and killed her. The bear was repelled by the bear spray. Wildlife officials set up some traps around town, some culvert pipe traps to trap the bear, and then set up a watch on the chicken coop again. And they killed that bear, I believe, last night with night vision, night before with night vision, 400-pound grizzly bear. So that's a shame. Now, the story that Robin shared is in Bushwick.
Nothing like a grizzly bear attack.
It's a beaver attack in St. Mary's County, sends two women to the hospital. It took place in Bushwood, just so you know. There was a beaver attack that left two women injured at approximately 11:55 a.m. on June 26. First responders were dispatched to reports of a dog attack in a 2100 block of Foster's Neck Drive. Did you just say it was a beach, Robin?
I thought it was a beach. Maybe I'm wrong.
Upon arrival, crews discovered two female victims with injuries and lacerations to their arms and legs. The women told first responders they were walking on the beach and what they thought was a small dog approached them. Evidently, it was not a dog. As they walked along the beach, the women reported the animal came and attacked them and has since been identified as a beaver. The women were transported to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. One was taken to MedStar St. Mary's Hospital. The other was taken to MedStar Memorial in Baltimore. Animal control and other authorities were unable to locate the beaver following the attack. Wow. How about that? I remember a long, long time ago when I started the radio show, a woman was attacked by a groundhog in Owings Mills. So, why animals attack? Who knows?
I guess the name of a TV show.
That's true. Am I getting texts here?
It was me. No. You just don't have your phone on silent.
Oh, no, okay.
And don't forget, we've got Gary on the line, too.
Oh, okay. Robin, you didn't tell me Gary was on the line.
I haven't gotten that far.
What does that mean, you haven't gotten this far? Huh? All right, let's talk to Gary. Good morning.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you?
I have a question on crab size minimums this year for the Dundalk area. I'm going to go out with open traps and give it a whirl.
5 1/4 inches, no females.
No females, 5 1/4.
Yep.
Any hot spots that you heard about in my waterways?
No. although around the Baltimore area, I've heard the crabbing is not bad. Down the bay, not so good.
Okay, great. All right, 5 1/4, no females. Got it.
Right. All right, have fun.
Enjoy. Good luck.
Thanks.
See ya. That was easy enough, wasn't it? Hey, yep. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. They're the ones that have the crabbing supplies. No question about it. They've got everything you need for crabbing at Clyde Sports Shop since Gary brought it up. So let's talk. What?
Nothing.
What? It's true.
Just laughing.
Huh?
I'm just laughing.
Just laughing. All right. So let's talk, you know, crabs fear Clyde's because of all the stuff that they have to catch them. New baskets and lids, accessories, crab bait, aluminum steamers, custom crab seasoning in the 5-pound bucket, cloth and wire crab nets, cloth and wire crab rings, crab hotels, commercial crab pots, low-profile open crab traps, open topless crab traps, trot lines, rigged and unrigged, also all the parts that you need for trot line snoods and bait bags and floats and things like that. So you can check Clyde Sports Shop for all your crabbing gear, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Okay, summer's here. It's hot. Showers are done for a while. So now it's time to get out there on the weekdays or weeknights or weekends or any day, anytime, anywhere, and set that grill up in your backyard or up on your deck, and you'll be good to go. Or you could go to Backyard Billy's and fill up your backyard with everything they have there. I mean, when you get there, Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, you'll see that they are your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of furniture, poly and hardwood, outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those very popular Adirondack chairs, hundreds in stock. You can see them all from Route 50 at Exit 44 at Ken Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, too. They have offer free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now you go in the showroom, and there you're going to find Kamado Joe smoker grills, Traeger pellet grills, and Big Green Eggs, and all the accessories. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. And, I mean, you're not going to your local hardware store or big box and find any of this type of fire ring. You need to take a look. If you want to build a fire in your backyard, take a look at these. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer through Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear.
tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three.
So anyway,
I love that song.
Since Gary called and asked about the size limit on crabs, I made a minor error, but in the long run, it will protect Gary. Crab needs to only be until the 14th of July, only 5 inches, and then it goes to 5 1/4. Now, tell me the difference between a 5-inch crab and a 5 1/4-inch crab as far as taste is concerned.
It's a quarter inch.
I know. Yeah, but I mean, you got to get it right. Until the 14th of July, you can keep a 5-inch crab.
Right.
Okay. So Captain Dawn sent me the chart and corrected me on that.
That's because Captain Dawn is smart.
Smarter than me.
Smarter than the average bear.
Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Robin, how you all?
Good. A little too good this morning, it seems like.
Robin is jovial this morning.
I don't know. I think I'm delirious, but...
Possible. So what's up with you, Glenn?
Not too much. Please call, say hi, and I'll see how you are.
Good week.
Since I talked to you.
No, it's... they're going faster and faster for some reason. That's for sure. Yep. So... yeah, it's they go by fast. I said to Robin, "You going to be on the air tomorrow?" And she goes, "Tomorrow."
I know.
It's like what? So she's had the kids all week. So her time is just flown by with those kids. And
I'm having fun.
Long time flies when you're having fun, right?
That's right.
Yep. So and I've been out working. I've been all over the state, and you know, still delivering and getting all that done. So. Learning a lot, asking a lot of questions.
I tell you, if y'all can find a copy, when y'all find a copy of Marilyn Loves Crabs, people are loving it this year.
Yeah. Yep. We got to do some social media this weekend. You know, I know you don't want to do it a lot on Saturday or Sunday, but we got to do that to keep people caught up. So, anyway, measuring some deer. One of our measures, Augie Gray up in Westminster, measured a nice deer the other day for a fella. And so, like I said, the Bowhunter Society is coming up on the 24th, and we'll be there measuring deer. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a great banquet,
it
Glenn.
Is. Yep. Anybody who's a bow hunter, there's a great group of people. I mean, you can share information. You can talk technical. You can talk traditional. You can talk compound, crossbow, you can talk techniques, hunting spots, share your game pictures, and just have a good time with a couple of hundred fellow hunters. So we greatly look forward to that. And the Maryland Bowhunter Society, the platinum sponsor, one of the platinum sponsors for the record book, Maryland's finest.
And they raise a lot of money with a cake auction. Their cake auction is unbelievable.
They do have raise a lot of money with the cake auction.
It is really fun.
It's actually hard to outbid some of the folks.
We know who.
Yeah, we know who.
We can't ever outbid her.
Nope. So, but that's good.
Then she still outbids me and gives me the cake.
I know. I know. It's crazy. So, oh, my goodness. Well, did you get to go out and do any fishing or too hot?
No, I just haven't got around to it.
I got it. Well,
it's been too hot for me. I have no desire.
Too hot for me to get out there, but, you know, the fish are biting, the crabs are biting, so.
We had some crabs for our anniversary last week.
We did, on the anniversary of the day we met, which
was
Saturday.
It was so good.
They were good, no question. Mm-hmm.
Some were heavy, some were a little light. The light ones are fun to pick.
I like the light ones myself.
They're sweet, they're fun. You don't sit there and fight them. I'd rather pick a light crab, I think. Not a super light crab, not a paper shell or something.
Not a light crab, no.
But I like picking light crabs.
Yep. Hey, Glenn, do you eat crabs?
Yeah, some. I mean, I can take them or leave them.
Yeah.
Just not crazy about them necessarily. But
yeah.
I can't take them or leave them.
I got it.
I got to have them.
Here's a discussion I'd like to have today with our listeners. Do you eat the mustard or do you not eat the mustard?
No.
You don't like the mustard, Robin.
My crabs, by the time I get done cleaning them, are clean. And then I eat it.
The crab, not the mustard.
The crab, not the mustard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they look like they have taken a bath.
Wow. I cannot do
mustard at all. Now, my grandfather, he'd take it and he'd put it on saltine crackers and eat it while we were having dinner.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Okay. Well, Glenn, nice talking to you, buddy.
Yep.
So we'll see what you do the same. We'll see what the rest of our listeners have to say about eating crab mustard. Do you eat it or not eat it? I know people that eat the fat. No thanks. So,
Glenn, you have a great week.
Yeah, you too.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Stay cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Chris, mustard or no mustard?
I forgot. It's been so long since I've had crabs.
Oh, we need to get that boy some crabs.
After about the third or fourth one, I just get tired of picking. All I want to do is eat. So it's like usually one or two crabs and then just feed me with or fill me with hot dogs and hamburgers, and I'm a happy guy.
Potato salad?
Oh, yeah. Or macaroni salad.
I made macaroni and cheese and potato salad this week. Ooh. And corn and bean salsa.
Ooh, doggy. I'll be there.
So that's the question for our listeners today. When you eat crabs, do you eat the mustard or don't you eat the mustard? Does anybody eat the fat? I know people that do both. Not me. I'm a crab meat purist myself. I'll just eat the... Yeah, I mean, if a little bit of mustard gets on some meat, I'm not worried about that. But I am not going out of my way to eat the mustard. That's just me. Now, later in the year, maybe. Further down the bay, maybe.
Why?
The mustard is a different color. It's not that muddy, grayish, yellow color. It's more of a green, and it's not bad. Bad at all.
Okay, never mind. Yeah.
But, you know.
How was that for
professionalism? You know, somebody says, can I have all the mustard out of your crabs? Sure. Help yourself. Just leave me the meat. So here's something that people need to know. In a bushel of crabs, you're going to get about 3.5 to 4 pounds of crab meat. In a bushel. Okay. 3.5 to 4 pounds. So, crab meat right now being back fin being $58, some places $55, but over $50 a pound, and a bushel of crabs running over $300. Which is your better deal?
A hamburger.
Scoff, scoff, scoff.
Scoff, scoff, scoff. You heard her scoffing, Chris.
That won't be the last time.
Nah, not ever. No. But crabs are expensive. Beef is expensive. Chicken's expensive. I don't know where pork is on the scale of how much it's up. I saw something the other day about, you know, why food's so expensive. Everything's up, you know.
You don't. I know who I'm blaming it on.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. The responsibility lies at the top. Is that what you're saying, Robin?
I know all my stuff has gone up in the last 6 months.
There's
so.
No question. So, all right.
You look at the price of milk.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm just trying to get people to call about mustard. What is the price of milk?
It's just, I don't know what the price is right now, but it's astronomical.
Well, milk and butter, sure. Anything from the farm is, no question. That's why I like to harvest my own meat. So.
And you get to eat all of it.
I get to eat it. That's exactly right. John B. eats the mustard and the fat. All right, buddy. Glad to hear that. Glad you enjoy that. I guess you could probably make a case for that. Mix up a little mustard and fat and spread it on a cracker.
Granddad, Pop-Up did. He loved it.
Okay, well, everybody has different tastes, you know. Some people love avocados.
Yes.
Some people, like me, don't. It's an acquired taste, and it's in it for me, it's an acquired taste. And
I didn't like them in the beginning.
Huh?
I didn't like them in the beginning.
Well, you know. It's a texture thing for me. Let's talk to Wesley. Good morning, Wesley. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How you doing? Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Wesley.
Eating mustard. Yes, I love to eat some mustard. I even dig it out of the points of the crab shell.
You do?
In the corners, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So much flavor in it.
Yeah.
I don't really eat it alone. I eat it with the meat, you know, so, yeah, it's good.
Got it. Okay. Hey, as long as you like it, man, as long as you like it. I'm not picking on anybody if they like it. I'm just saying it's not for me, you know.
I agree with you. You know, there's some people that, yeah, just can't enjoy that.
Exactly.
I can't. I've really tried, and I just don't get it. And I don't get what people like about it.
You don't get what they like. Well, hey, they like the flavor.
The flavor, and it's that, I guess, the creamy texture. I like that. Like I say, especially with the meat, it's really it's just enjoyable. I don't know. I enjoy it. I don't know why. I just do.
As long as you like it, it's good.
I think
for
it's
you.
Wonderful. My grandfather was like that. He loved it.
So. All right, buddy. Thanks for weighing in. You ready for deer season?
Yeah. I'm getting there. I've got a new crossbow. Can't wait to get that thing out and see what I can take down with it.
You'll do well. Sounds good, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You all have right. A super week.
Thank you. You all as well.
Thanks, Wes. See you, buddy.
Right. Bye.
And on another note, again from Captain Dawn, maybe Captain Dawn ought to take over my position here.
I'd be fine with me.
Hey, Dawn, you want to drive to Easton every Saturday and be on the air by 5? You're welcome to do so. The Rockfish 2-week closure is coming up, starting July 16th. July 16th through the 31st, no fishing for targeting rockfish on Chesapeake Bay anywhere, anytime. It's the heat advisory moratorium. I think they kind of missed it a little bit. I know we had some red flag days here in the past couple of weeks.
Yep.
You know, we really did, with the water temperature too high for the fish to survive. Water and air temperatures both. So anyway. Hey, look, we're going to take a second break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, a nice break from the thunderstorm coverage today, enjoying some cooler numbers, lower humidity, and not much in the way of thunderstorm coverage today. 88 degrees this afternoon, and all of our neighbors catching a break across the mid-Atlantic behind a little summertime cold front. 71 degrees are low for tonight. Thunderstorms quickly return Sunday and Monday with temperatures in the upper 80s, low 90s. Hit and miss thunderstorms in the forecast into early next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I'd appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, with crabs for Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true."
Well, how about that? A little Christmas in July.
I've been watching Christmas movies.
This is the Hallmark Channel, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been watching Christmas
movies. I knew
movies.
You'd been watching Christmas music. I thought you'd enjoy Crabs for Christmas, and so did Chris. So
always.
I just like the price to come down a little bit, you know. So local crabs are starting to come in a little bit down here. So we're seeing the price slowly decline, but I'll tell you, the more I talk to crab retailers and wholesalers, the more I learn about the business, the more fascinating it is to me. There's a freight delivery service in Baltimore, and I won't name them, but the crabbers will assemble there. When they call you, every day if you're a crab dealer. They call you, and they say, the truck will be here about 2 o'clock. And you show up with your refrigerated truck, and everything is extremely well organized. Your name is on how many boxes of crabs you'd like to have from Louisiana. And, you know, The pallet comes out, your name's on it, they load it on your truck, everything is very fast and efficient, and that is the way the bulk of the crabs come in from out of state through this one freight company. The freight company facilitates the delivery of Louisiana crabs to vendors here in Maryland, and there may be 20 or 30 or 40 crab vendors waiting for crabs when the trucks pull in. The trucks go travel every day to Louisiana and pick up crabs. And that's where crabs, bulk of crabs from out of state come from if they're not Chesapeake Bay crabs or are Louisiana. So these dealers will then get their shipments of, you know, 4 boxes, 5 boxes, 10 boxes, 40 boxes, whatever they can use for their customers to, you know, to send out to, if they're crab wholesalers, then they have their retail customers that they will deliver the crabs to across the state. And it's very fascinating. And I will tell you, if you're a larger crab wholesaler, you're paying tens of thousands of dollars per week for freight charges. For freight charges. Because the facilitator has to charge to bring those products in, okay? And they charge per box of crab. Crabs are shipped in a cardboard, kind of a, I don't know, not exactly a cardboard box, but sometimes they're wood boxes, or sometimes they're a fiber box. They're shipped in a box from Louisiana, not in a bushel. That facilitates easier loading and, you know, stacking and that type of thing. And you pay per box to the freight company their cut. And whatever the price of the crabs is, whatever, you know, you're billed separately for that, separately for the freight. So it's pretty pretty fascinating business. And maybe one of these days, Alan will have enough gumption to go down there and write an article. So, and but it's fascinating to listen to these guys, to hear how much they pay for crabs, and especially how much they pay per box just for freight. And, of course, that gets passed on to you as well. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, mustard or no mustard. So far we have two for mustard, and one of those two eats fat too. So the fat is the stuff when you peel the shell off, that stuff between the segments, that dark spot back in there, that's the fat. Yeah. So people eat that. I don't eat those little squid things either. I don't know what they are. What are they, Robin? What part of the anatomy are they?
Aren't they the lungs?
No, not
no,
the lungs are on the side.
The devil's fingers.
Devil's fingers. No, there's some little squiggly thing in there. I don't know.
Intestine? I don't know.
I don't know what they are. Might be.
I really don't know. I mean, that's the only thing in the human body that matches it, small intestine. But
who knows?
I have no clue. I know it's white and they're hard and they're weird.
Google time.
Hey, wait, where's Captain Don?
Oh, he knows. We already got a text. I'll tell you, what day do we have crabs at our son-in-law's place? What day was that? Is that Father's Day?
Yes.
It was Father's Day. I got pinched by a crab. Oh, my goodness. Brought blood.
Oh, he did.
Brought blood. Oh, boy.
Hey, I still haven't told Brian I got bit the other day by accident.
Oh, you know what the mustard is? It's too long for me to read, but Captain Don is continuing to supply us with information. It's the crab's hepatopancreas, a main component of the crab's digestive system. Oh, and I guess he's, let's see, hold on. Captain Don, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Doing well.
Good morning, Captain Don.
You're doing your research here this morning, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I got up early, and, you know, I'm going to be a contributor to the program.
Right.
Now, I would love to come down and sit and, you know, do the show with, but my agent, it's the same agent that John Travolta, it's the same age, he said I can't do it.
Oh, well.
I negotiate a contract. So, there you go.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, but that article I sent, and it has a lot of information, but the bottom line is, it is the mustard is part of the digestive system, and it filters as part of the filtration system, and studies in the bay, the tributaries, have shown that there are metals and PCBs, very low level, but a low level is not a zero level.
Right, right.
So there is a little bit of stuff in there, but I eat it. I eat the mustard, and I go up as far as I can with the knife, and I grab the mustard in the corners, and, yeah, mix it up with the meat like the other gentleman was talking about, and it's just scrumptious. Nectar from the gods.
Mm-hmm. Sounds yummy.
So, yeah, I've been listening. And crabbing, you know, I just kind of got into crabbing several years ago. I used to throw a couple of traps out here, but my buddy Captain Pugs and some of his crew have taught me how to dip the crab off the trot line,
nice.
How to rig it up. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of fun. Well,
it is a lot of fun. And when you miss a crab, it's the best because everybody wants to throw you overboard.
Yep.
Sure. Nice.
Yeah, I learned a trot line from my dad, and we'd sit there for hours and rig that thing up and do all that good stuff, and then you get out there, and by the time you got done, you're so tired, you just like
salted eels, Robin.
Salted eels,
salted
and bull lips.
Did you use bull lips? Really cool. Yeah, the bags of razor clams are the preferred right now, but people still use salted eel when they can find it. People's, you know, eel has become such a commodity, a worldwide.
Yeah, eel's different now. Eel's a delicacy.
Delicacy in other parts of the world. So most of our Chesapeake Bay eels don't go for crab bait anymore. They go for markets
Asian
overseas.
Asian market.
Yep. Asia, Egypt. So very nice.
We normally use the chicken neck.
Yep.
And it's fun to see what comes up with the line that's biting on the chicken neck. Turtles, where we go, we find turtles are just having breakfast or lunch on our trot line.
Sure.
And it comes, and it's neat, and then the eels are nibbling on the line, and also the old snakehead.
Really?
We've had snakeheads hit the nets as we were bringing the line up.
Wow, that's interesting.
I saw something about snakeheads in Liberty Reservoir now.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yep.
I hope not.
I just saw it on Facebook. Not that I know if Facebook is real or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was just on Facebook, and they showed a picture of it.
Oh, no, I hope not. Well, that fish would have been stalked, which is a bad thing. People that transport invasive species like snakeheads and catfish, they should be fined to the fullest extent of the law. Just because they think that they're fun to catch doesn't mean that they belong in the waterway that you know, that the rest of us like to use. So, anyway. Thank you, Don, for the call, buddy.
Okay.
I hope to see you soon.
Take care.
Take it easy, Don.
Yes. Don't forget the catfish are still up here.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, we're going to have a little time now. Going to have a little bit of time now here after this month. So, sounds good.
Okay. Maybe Mike will join us.
Maybe Mike will. That'd be great.
That'd be super.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Shout out to Mike. Hey, Mike. Good. Yep. Captain Mike. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace at your house that you never use? It just sits there and looks good? Well, we did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro AX35 gas fireplace insert. And you know what? We love it. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, the remote control and the room filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, we haven't used it in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, I have.
Have you? Okay. I stand corrected. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to think about owning a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yes, it's July. Yes, it's hot. But when the weather starts turning cool and you start thinking about it, guess what? You'll be ready. Why not? Stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. The new showroom is fantastic. Route 50, exit 44. Get ready for that upcoming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Talk Radio 680.
So a cornstalk walks into the bar and says, "Give me a beer." Bartender says, "I got a joke for you." The cornstalk says, "I'm all ears." Robin, your turn to say something.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and stay away from bad jokes.